And now, let's find out what's making news in the UK. Thanks to Motorline BMW. Meet Steve Richards at Motorline BMW this Saturday to support the Monkey Off Your Back ride opposite IKEA Logan.
Yeah, Ender Brady from Sky News UK. What's making news in your part of the world is the same. It's on the front page of the papers here. A Brisbane girl, an Aussie, still missing in the UK.
Yes. Hi, Ben. Good to speak to you. We're getting a lot of information, obviously, about the investigation and the men responsible. We now have names for those cowards. What we're not receiving, and crucially, a lot of families, obviously, just desperate for information, is, you know, the whereabouts of missing people and the names, and we're not getting any confirmation of anything, really. So Sarah Zelenak from Brisbane, 21-year-old nanny, she remains missing. Her family desperate for information on her. And we're also hearing in the past few hours that there is another Australian caught up in all of this. Kirsty Bowden, who is from South Australia, from Loxton in South Australia, healthcare professional, 28, and she was overworking in London. There are some reports that she went to someone's assistance and then got caught up in the attack. So we simply don't have any more information. And the focus of the investigation now here, believe it or not, one of these men, Khuram Butt, one of the jihadis, he was actually on a TV program here, a documentary 2 years ago, Channel 4 made, called The Jihadi Next Door, spouting extremist views on television. And somehow, he wasn't on the intelligence services radar last weekend.
Yeah, why don't they stop that? Why do they put something like that to air? It's just giving them air time. Now, and just with the missing Brisbane girl, is there a chance that she could be in a hospital somewhere? I'm finding that hard to believe, that at no point now that authorities haven't sort of said, oh, right, we've got a Jane Doe, someone who can't remember, someone we can't identify, even someone who's conscious. I mean, is that a possibility in somewhat 2 days, 3 days on?
You would hope, for her family's sake, yes, that she's in a hospital somewhere and perhaps was, God forbid, unconscious or something and didn't have ID documentation on her. But, you know, they're pretty organised. I mean, in London, the hospitals, the police, you've got the Australian embassy there as well and consular officials. You know, they will be moving heaven and earth to make sure that your people are safe and that people are getting information. And if something has gone wrong, it's just the chaotic nature of everything that has happened. I mean, it was a massive incident. And just on the police side of it, Ben, 25 years reporting, I have never seen so many police officers in one place. It was absolutely chaos the morning afterwards.
Ender, thank you, mate. We'll keep in touch. Ender Brady, Sky News UK.